Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Patrick King's Better Small Talk. Sophie, I have to ask, do you think small talk is a skill you can learn, or are some people just born with it?
Hey, I used to think it was a gift, but this book totally changed my mind. King argues that small talk is absolutely a learnable system. It's not about being witty or charming, it's about shifting your focus from yourself to the other person.
That's the thing that hit me first. He says most of us walk into a conversation terrified of being judged, so we're mentally rehearsing our next line instead of actually listening. And that anxiety just feeds on itself.
Right. The fix is what he calls a conversationalist's mindset. You stop being an actor on a stage and become a detective on a case. Your job is to discover something interesting about the person in front of you.
A detective, I love that. And once you're in that mindset, you need a good opener. He says skip the how are you, because it's a script. Instead, use an observation-based opener, something specific about your shared environment.
Yeah, like, that's a cool coffee mug, or this line is moving slower than molasses. It's low risk because you're just commenting on something real. It invites a real response.
And then you need questions that actually go somewhere. He talks about low yield versus high yield questions. Low yield is what do you do? Dead end. High yield is what's the most surprising thing about your job?
Exactly. You want to move from the what to the why and how. He even gives a framework called FORD, family, occupation, recreation, and dreams, for categories where everyone has something to say.
And within each, you drill down. For recreation, instead of what are your hobbies, you ask, what's a hobby you've always wanted to try but haven't yet? That's such a better question.
But questions are only half the battle. You also have to show you're listening. He emphasizes active listening, verbal cues like, tell me more about that, and nonverbal stuff like eye contact and nodding.
The part one loved was the yes and principle from improv. Instead of yes, but, which kills the conversation, you accept what they said and build on it. Like if someone says they love a band, you say yes, and their live shows are incredible, right?
That creates a collaborative energy instead of a competitive one. And it keeps the ping pong ball in play. Conversation is a game of ping pong, not a solo performance.
Okay, but what about when the conversation hits a lull? He has a trick called free information. People drop hints about their lives all the time. If someone says, I'm so busy with work, you latch onto that and ask what's keeping them busy.
And if a topic is going nowhere, you do a soft pivot. You connect it to something new. Like if they're complaining about a boring job, you say, that sounds draining. What do you do to unwind? Feels natural, not abrupt.
He even says you can ask deep questions in small talk. Like, what are you most excited about right now? Or what's something you've changed your mind about recently? That can create instant intimacy.
Which is scary, but he argues it works because it signals you're willing to go beyond the surface. And the most interesting people aren't the ones with the craziest stories, they're the ones who are most interested.
That's the big takeaway for me. Your job isn't to be a fascinating storyteller. It's to be a fascinated listener. When you do share, you offer a hook, not a monologue.
And he also tackles disagreement. He says don't try to win the argument, seek to understand why they think that way. Say, I see it differently, but I'm curious what led you to that conclusion. That's emotional intelligence.
And then you have to know how to exit gracefully. He suggests clear, positive lines like it was so great talking to you. I have to go grab another drink, but I really enjoyed our conversation. Leaves a good final impression.
The whole book is really about becoming a more human being. It strips away the mystique and shows that social grace is a set of learnable habits. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So the secret to better small talk isn't a silver tongue, it's a curious ear.
Exactly. Every person is a universe of experience, and the key is a simple, sincere question. We'll see you in the next one.